Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about taking the pressure off ourselves and therefore our children. This idea came to me because a few days ago I was out with a friend of mine, and four or five of his really close friends, and all these men were in their 70s and beyond. One of them was making the observation that the grandchild of one of his really close friends seemed to have a whole lot of pressure placed upon him. This is a kid who's 17 years old, is taken 7 advanced placement classes, is playing 2 different sports, and has a part-time job on top of it all. And this older man was saying he didn't know how this kid was able to deal with all of this pressure. It seemed unbelievable. And even he himself had to work hard to get to where he was going in life because it wasn't given to him as a kid. But even he realized that this amount of stress was quite ridiculous. Having worked with a bunch of kids over the years, I've noted that some of them do have a lot of pressure placed upon them by their parents. And in some cases, the parents don't even realize the pressure they're placing on their own kids. I had a 15-year-old girl come in to see me who has taken 7 AP classes. And her mother didn't understand why. But it was her mother who she felt she needed to make proud by taking all these classes. And it came out during our session that the mother had indeed been forced by her mother to take a bunch of advanced placement classes. And she didn't even realize that she was putting this same pressure on her own kid. Now, I'm not saying that it's wrong to have your kids do extracurricular activities, to take advanced placement courses, and do what they can do to get into really excellent colleges, but there is more to your child than these achievements in getting into a really excellent college. Like being a good-hearted person. Being calm and even-tempered. Instead of worrying and fearful for their future. And the kid that I was talking about, she didn't go to high school for 3.5 years because she had this anxiety and she didn't know where it was coming from. And to be honest, it wasn't just about the classes in her case. She had other stuff going on as well in her family dynamic with a very ill father who died when she was very young. But my point is that our kids need to have time to do those things that they enjoy doing and just be able to enjoy doing them. That it doesn't have to always be about being the best or always winning. it can just be about, I'm interested in doing this thing, and I want to enjoy it. Because in some cases, when our kids are forced to do things at a really high level, so they can get scholarships or whatever it is that they're going for, those fun things become a lot less fun in a lot of cases. Because there's a difference about wanting to do something and feeling forced to do something. So I want you to really think about the pressure that you're putting on yourself to perform in your own life. And if that's carrying over to your child in some fashion or form. And to have conversations with your kids regarding what they're doing and making sure that this is something that they truly want to do for themselves. Because it's really truly okay for them not to be involved in 50,000 different things. It's okay for them to do the things that they choose to do, so long as these are constructive and fulfilling things that make them happy. Because this is the other thing that I see in my practice. Those kids who feel like they're not unconditionally loved and accepted for who they are, who feel like they have to people please and pretend to be something other than they are be so overwhelmingly achievement-oriented that it takes everything they have out of them. These are the kids who get into trouble with anxiety and depression. These are some of the same kids who end up getting involved in drugs. They can get really, really, really depressed. And some even kill themselves because they just can't handle the pressure. So converse with your children, find out what you can, and do right by them. They're here to be the best people they know how to be. And your job is to help them become that. With unconditional love and acceptance. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you'd go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, reonsnancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.